that's got nothing to do with the reality. So you can feel however you want. I mean, I could sit here and say that I feel like a tomato plant, but that doesn't mean that I actually am those things. So your self-perception, you can have whatever self-perception you want, but you can't expect me to take part in that self-perception or to take part in this kind of charade, this theatrical production. You don't get your own pronouns, just like you don't get your own prepositions or your own adjectives. You know, it's like if I were to tell you, my adjectives are handsome and brilliant, and no matter whenever you're talking about me, you have to describe me as handsome and brilliant because that's how I identify. It makes no sense. You don't get your own pronouns. I think it's delusion. It could be mental illness. It could be it's a lot of different things. With children, wow. You know, there's also just a basic confusion that all kids have. When a four-year-old boy comes to you and says, "Oh, I'm a girl," here's a good follow-up question. What is a girl? Mm-hmm. That's a question I would like to throw out to other members of the panel, actually, because just like the four-year-old can't answer what is a girl, well, this is one of the problems with this left-wing gender ideology is that no one who espouses it can even tell you what these words mean. It's like, what is a woman? Well, can you tell me what a woman is?
No, I can't.
What do you define a woman as?
An adult human female. You know, here's the thing. When you're female, it goes right down to your bones, your DNA. So that's why if someone dies, okay, we can dig up their bones 100 years from now. We have no idea what they believed in their head, but we can tell what sex they were because it's ingrained in every fiber of their being. I have answered the question. You stood up here and said trans women are women.
Yes.
Tell me what you mean. What is a woman?
Womanhood is something that, just as Ethan explained, I cannot define because I am not
myself.
But
you used the word. So what did you mean when you said trans women are women if you don't know what it means?
Right. So here's the thing. So I do not define what a woman is because I do not identify as a woman. Womanhood is something that is an umbrella term. It includes people
that
who...
That describes what?
People who identify as a woman.
Identify as what?
As a woman.
What is that?
Was to each their own.
But listen, even tell me what the word means, though. So
you
want to
reduce women, you want to reduce men down to maybe just their genetics, our genitals, our chromosomes, right? That's what you're saying.
What you want to do is appropriate women. You want to appropriate womanhood and turn it into basically a costume that can be worn.
Good evening. I would like to welcome the following new subscribers to the pack. Esam Faithy. X. Alcyonius. Takatkia. Nikolai underscore White. James Webb 10. Matthew 27. Rockman 9mm. Awful Digger. Zeta Redicully 1. Jasper Harding. Solid Snake 33. Kaizo Kagari. Yanda Sayachula. Board 1313. Zeitgeist Eater. Jinnick. Gitradone 73. Jameson. Bravekind. Sanjingahan. Czar. P2. NBA City. If you are a new subscriber that would like a shout out, shoot me an email or message. I do not always get notifications for all new subscribers. I am killing two birds with one stone. When men or women join the Skittles community, that is fine with me. But they can never change what they were born as. This may trigger them, but I do not care. I am here to explain the differences between men and women. You cannot change what you were born as, period. Tonight's topic is: men and women are not equal. Society and women want you to think women and men are equal. They have been pushing this narrative for decades. I feel it is getting worse and worse. They have been trying to replace male role models and superheroes in movies and shows. They also try to portray the man as a clown. Also, if you are born with a twig and berries, you are a man. I do not care what pronouns you use or what you choose to identify as. You are what you are born as. You can pretend to be another gender all you want. I do not care what you do, do whatever makes you happy. Here, you will hear the cold hard truth that women in society will not be sharing with you. Now let's jump into the differences between males and females. 1. Physiological differences. Girls develop their right side of their brain faster than boys. This leads to talking, vocabulary, pronunciation, and reading earlier. Also, better memory. Boys develop their left side faster than girls. They have visual-spatial logical skills, perceptual skills, are better at math, problem solving, building, and figuring out puzzles. Girls are more interested in toys with faces than boys are. They play with stuffed animals and dolls more. Boys drawn to blocks or anything that can be manipulated. Women use both hemispheres of brain, corpus callosum are thicker in women. As you can see from the very beginning, males and females are different. The two sexes are differentiated as females, who have ovaries and produce eggs, and males, who have testes and produce sperm. In mammals, females typically have XX chromosomes, and males typically have XY chromosomes. Here are 25 facts about what makes men and women different. 1. Men typically have thicker skin by about 25%. They also have higher densities of the protein collagen. 2. The differences in density goes beyond skin deep. Usually, men also have denser, stronger bones, tendons, and ligaments than women. 3. From about age 14 to 51, women typically need more iron than men. This is due to their loss of blood during menstruation, which typically happens in a cycle of 28 to 40 days. 4. On average, men typically have more muscle mass than women. And those skeletal muscles are faster and more powerful. But women's muscles more readily resist fatigue and are faster to recover. 5. The second longest finger for most women is next to their thumb, the index finger. But men are the opposite. They usually have ring fingers, those next to their pinky finger, that are longer than their index fingers. 6. Folate is an essential vitamin. So, men and women both need it. But it's especially crucial for women of childbearing age. If they become pregnant, women need enough folate to support the neural development of their babies. 7. There are differences in the way male and female brains are structured, how they process information, and interact with chemical signals. Some examples: men have more information containing gray matter, but women have more white matter, which connects different parts of the brain. Also, women have bigger memory centers than men. 8. A woman's circadian rhythm is more likely to be short of a 24-hour period. They're often 6 minutes short of a full day. Men are more likely to be night owls. But women function better during periods of sleep deprivation. 9. During exercise, women's primary fuel is fat. For men, it's carbohydrates. 10. An average adult female has about 15 to 70 nanograms per deciliter, ng/dl, of testosterone. An average adult male has about 270 to 1070 ng/dl. Every year after age 30, men's testosterone levels drop about 1%. That doesn't happen for women. But women do see their estrogen levels fall off after menopause. 11. Men have pronounced Adam's apples. That's because they have larger voice boxes that make the surrounding cartilage stick out more. 12. Both sexes hit peak bone mass around age 30. At 40, men and women start losing bone. Menopause accelerates bone loss in women. So, women 51 to 70 need 200 milligrams, mg, of calcium more than men the same age. That's 1,200 milligrams per day for women and 1,000 milligrams per day for men. 13. The daily calorie requirement for men is higher than women. There are a few reasons for this: higher muscle mass, stature, and basal metabolic rate. Pound for pound, muscles burn more than double the calories fat does. 14. Men and women carry different amounts of body fat. The higher body fat in women, about 10%, mostly supports reproductive physiology. One example is when a woman's body fat gets too low, she stops menstruating. 15. Women typically carry their body fat in their hips and thighs. Fat tends to deposit around men's stomachs. 16. The difference between men and women's size, muscle mass, and calorie needs means men typically require diets higher in protein. 17. One study found that men have lower resting heart rates than women. But women have lower peak heart rates. Men's heart rates typically rise faster during exercise and slow quicker afterward. 18. Men normally have more red blood cells, 4.7 to 6.1 million cells per microliter compared to 4.2 to 5.4 million cells per microliter for women. 19. Women typically have lower blood pressure than men regardless of race or ethnicity. 20. For most of life, men and women have the same vitamin D requirements. But older women need to up their intake of vitamin D. That's because it promotes better calcium absorption. 21. Men are less likely to seek regular medical checkups. And when they go to the doctor, they're more likely to hide or lie about their symptoms. 22. Zinc needs are generally similar for men and women. But pregnant and postmenopausal women require more zinc. Both sexes store zinc in bones, but men also store the essential mineral in their prostate. 23. Men are less sensitive to cold temperatures. 24. Women have better senses of smell and taste. They have 50 more cells, neurons, in their olfactory bulbs, the part of the brain responsible for processing smells. Women also usually have more taste buds than men. 25. The differences in the way men and women see the world is partly physical. On average, men are more likely to be colorblind, but their eyes also sense movement better. Women are able to distinguish small difference in color better. You may have noticed a trend. Men are faster, stronger, have bigger muscles and bones. Every single sporting event, men's records are superior to women. The long jump, the high jump, the quarter mile, the marathon, you name it, men dominate compared to women. That is why woke agenda soccer player Megan Rapinoe will never be on the same level as men. People pay to see entertaining sports. Megan Rapinoe and several other veterans were also left off the roster announced by Team USA Women's National Team coach Vlatko Andonovski. If you took a team of high school boys, they would dominate the WNBA women's teams. It is a cold, hard truth. That is why women's sports do not bring in the big bucks. They simply cannot compete on the same level as men. I am not bashing women for this, I am simply stating the facts. Just look at Leah Thomas. He was average when competing against men. Then he joined the Skittles community and competed against women and was ranked 1. That pretty much says all you need to know. Here are some common generalizations seen between men and women. A man's sense of self is defined through his ability to achieve results, through success and accomplishment. Achieving goals and proving his competence makes a man feel good about himself. To feel good about himself, men must achieve goals by themselves. For men, doing things by themselves is a symbol of efficiency, power, and competence. In general, men are more interested in objects and things rather than people and feelings. Men are more aggressive than women, more combative and territorial. Though some women today are starting to become very bitter and angry, epically when it is that time of the month. Men feel devastated by failure and financial setbacks. Women. Women value love, communication, beauty, and relationships. A woman's sense of self is defined through their feelings and the quality of their relationships. They spend a lot of time supporting, nurturing, and helping each other. They experience fulfillment through sharing and relating. Personal expression in clothes and feelings is very important. Communication is important. Talking, sharing, and relating is how a woman feels good about herself. For women, offering help is not a sign of weakness but a sign of strength. It is a sign of caring to give support. Women are very concerned about issues relating to physical attractiveness. Changes in this area can be as difficult for women as changes in a man's financial status. When men are preoccupied with work or money, women interpret it as rejection. Men are more logical, analytical, rational. Women are more intuitive, holistic, creative, integrative. This was an overview on some of the differences between men and women. If you have a topic request, would like to share a personal story, or are seeking advice, feel free to shoot me an email or message. I may cover it. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out. Better of the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pain.
I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a